It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. This is a working Christmas for American troops in Iraq. And that's where we're going next. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is spending Christmas with the Army's 3rd Battalion, 7th Infantry Regiment. They've been working south of Baghdad. And Soraya, what have they been doing there?
Well, I'm in a place that's northwest of the city of Iskandaria, and they're building this patrol base to basically make sure al-Qaeda doesn't come back to this area. This is a province, Babel province, where they've driven them out, and they're building this patrol base as one of the ways to prevent them from coming back into this area.
Now, when you say patrol base, how permanent is this setup for the Americans?
Well, they're certainly looking to stay for a while. They're creating a base that's going to actually have trailers where the soldiers will live. I don't think they'll go as far as to build maybe a recreation hall or something out here, but this will be a permanent fixture in a place that there has not been a permanent fixture before.
And tell me, during this Christmas week, when American troops describe to you this effort to drive al-Qaeda out of that area south of Baghdad, do they feel they've killed al-Qaeda members, driven them underground, pushed them to another part of the country where they might fight again? What's happening?
Well, it's unclear where they've gone. There was not a whole lot of resistance. They did have a lot of air support during the battle, so they've gone. But people here are very much on alert. You don't have a lot of festivities going on, although people seem to be in a really good mood here.
So what's Christmas like there?
Well, it's certainly cold enough to feel like Christmas. But I'm sitting in a place where you have a lot of palm trees and a lot of dates on the ground that have fallen off, I guess, because of the cold weather. And it's not a very Christmassy-looking place, if you will. But as one of the captains back at the Forward Operating Base told me, Captain Steve Capehart, being here, it's not much different than any other day.
As a commander, I mean, you have so much going on. To be honest with you, my wife always asks me, hey, what day are you, what day is it? I don't even know what day it is. By date, I live 24 hours out based off the changing environment of the battlefield.
He's certainly no Scrooge, though, when it comes to his soldiers. He said that he took a group photo of his men and emailed it to their families. He's making sure that all the soldiers are sending emails to their loved ones. And he's even organized a basketball game between the Iraqi police and his soldier for later Christmas Day. But one of the Bravo Company privates, and again, this base where I'm at now is where Bravo Company is located. The private's name is Derek Becci of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he says this is his favorite part of Christmas. That's the ton of mail and packages that have been delivered here all week for the soldiers attached to this regiment. And here I was watching them throw the arriving trucks, the people who came with the trucks, were throwing these huge packages off the truck into the waiting arms of the soldiers. This is what Private Becci had to say.
Honestly, I think mail's the most important. I mean, you have a lot of guys that are either out or doing their own thing, and they're out there just trying to do that fight. And at least when they come home after being up there for so long, seeing mail and seeing that their loved ones care about them, I mean, it honestly means a lot.
So this private and several other members of Bravo Company ended up taking all of that mail to the patrol base where I'm at now.
Soraya, I have to ask, because you're at this patrol base, we've got American troops that have all year been making a greater effort to be out among the population and spend time with them. And, of course, this is an overwhelmingly Muslim population observing an entirely different set of holidays. Has that changed the basic rhythms of life for some Americans?
I think it has in many ways. I mean, even yesterday, which was Christmas Eve, the patrol went out and was among Iraqis here in this area called Qiddr. And, I mean, everyone I've met is very happy to be actually doing this. Some of these guys are on their second and third and even fourth tours, and they say that's what's different about this year, that they're actually out there much more engaging with the population than in the past.
Do Iraqis know or care that it's Christmas?
Well, certainly they do. There are Christians here, Iraqi Christians, not in this particular area that we're in at the moment, but in Baghdad, for example, even the Muslims are sort of in a festive mood, and not just because of their aid. I mean, they certainly appreciate Christmas trees and that sort of thing as well.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. She's traveling with the U.S. Army Battalion, which is patrolling south of Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Welcome, Steve.